From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Syria's President Assad has vowed to retake all of Syria from rebel forces. In an interview published Friday, Bashar al-Assad told the French news agency his forces plan to retake the whole country. The Syrian president said he supports peace efforts, but cautioned that negotiations do not mean that we stop fighting terrorism. His statement fuels doubts about the party's commitment to end the nearly five-year-old conflict. Assad's statement also came just hours after more than a dozen nations meeting in Munich, Germany, announced a plan for cessation of hostilities in Syria. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said the ceasefire is set to start next week. Syrian government and Russian airstrikes have recently targeted opposition groups, particularly around the northwestern city of Aleppo. Meanwhile, the UN Refugee Agency has expressed concern over the increasingly restrictive policies being adopted by European countries against asylum seekers. As Lisa Schlein reports from Geneva, the UNHCR warns the measures will not stop people from coming to Europe in search of safety.
More than 1 million refugees and migrants from Syria and elsewhere made the dangerous sea journey to Europe last year, with 80% landing on overcrowded Greek islands. UN refugee spokeswoman Melissa Fleming says it is illusory for European countries to believe they can stop the mass exodus of desperate people trying to escape a life of misery and death. So far this year, she says more than 80,000 refugees and migrants have arrived in Europe by boat. Tragically, more than 400 of them have died. Lisa Schlein for VOA News, Geneva.
For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News.